Good morning. It's April 23rd, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book by the same title. This morning's title is Inheritance. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. 1 Peter 1, 3-4. My paternal grandmother, Polly, started coming to Maine with her family in the very earliest part of the 20th century, even before World War I. Her father, my great-grandfather, Herbert Moore, was a pediatrician in Boston and had property on the Benjamin River in Sedgwick, Maine. The river flowed into the north side of Egamoggan Reach. Polly would spend summers as a child at the farm, sailing on the reach between the mainland and Deer Isle, and just as her descendants would, fell in love with coastal Maine. She married my grandfather in 1922 and eventually introduced him to the area, which he, of course, fell in love with as well. Shortly after World War II, they purchased a small cottage and the plot of land next door, some 5 to 6 miles up the reach from the old Moore farm. When my father retired in 1986, my parents then built another small house on that plot, adjacent to the old cottage. I have spent some part of 59 of 64 summers sailing those same waters and eating lobster on the rocks, which we boil in seawater right in front of the house. My children and my brother's children did the same, and now our grandchildren have started coming. Visitors love the beauty and serenity of rural Maine as well, but it's just not in their blood as it is in our families. Coastal Maine feels like home to those who grew up there in the summers, and home is where the heart is. Its rustic beauty and the timeless nature of the waves crashing on the rocky shores never seems to change. The brutal winters in Maine, combined with insects in the spring and the difficulty of access, have kept development to a minimum compared to our nation's southern shores. Its unspoiled nature, combined with spectacular summers, are what render it truly priceless to those who really know it. My father passed away in 2014, and my mother is 91 at this writing. My father's little brother, who owns half the property, is 90. When the Lord takes them home, the property will be inherited by my brother and myself. Although to hear our children's plans for the place, you would think skipping a generation was an integral part of those plans. But the point is, of all that might be involved in an inheritance, the thing that is nearest and dearest to our hearts is the thing that has remained virtually unchanged for 1,000 years. Soon this sanctuary will pass to the 6th generation in our family. Incredible. That's the thing about an inheritance. It's family. It's secure. It's loved. It's something that you can count on in a world of uncertainty. We are promised just such an inheritance, but on a far grander and more significant scale. Jesus is God incarnate, who walked on this earth, experienced what it meant to be fully human, but without sin, and then died on a cross in our place. Jesus' sacrificial death atoned for our sins, and we were redeemed, no longer separated from our Creator. We have put on His righteousness so that we can become directly into the presence of God. Scripture tells us that once we have accepted this gift, offered in God's grace to sinners who did nothing to deserve it, that we live in Christ, and He in us. United with the only Son of God, we are adopted into the royal family indeed. That means that the eternal life that is His becomes ours. In the ancient Middle East, adopted children shared equally in the inheritance of their siblings. We inherit His perfect righteousness and eternity. That glorious promise is as true today as it was 2,000 years ago. Its beauty is indescribable and unspoiled. That inheritance can occupy a place in your heart even more treasured than coastal Maine is for us summer people. The inheritance of eternity is indeed a spectacular outcome of faith, but it's the assurance of its reality that comforts the believer day to day. Just as I know that beautiful spot in Maine is promised to me and my descendants, we Christians know the glorious reality of living forever in the presence of the Creator is promised to us. You may not have a piece of property to inherit, or anything at all of a worldly nature to inherit, but when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you instantly become the rightful heir of something of much greater value. Hallelujah. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. John 14:2-3. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by which we cry out, Abba, Father. Romans 8:15. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. Ephesians 1:18. Dear Abba, we love that you are our Father just as Christ is your Son. Holy Spirit, remind us daily when we are downhearted that we have a glorious inheritance awaiting us that is beyond our imagining, but as sure as your love is for us. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.